Member Week is here at Lowe's. That means it's time for MyLowe's Rewards members to save big with up to 40% off hundreds of items like appliances, tools, home essentials, and more. Plus, get free standard shipping. Shop these exclusive member-only savings now through October 15th. Not a rewards member? Join for free today. Free standard shipping not available in Alaska and Hawaii. Exclusions and more terms apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
COTA has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including Eastern and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at COTA.com/service changes. That's COTA.com/service changes.
Have you been introducing yourself to people as a comedian?
I have. Now, I've been telling people the serious work we do since literally just right now. We spent a couple minutes talking about what we're going to talk about, but we spent more time switching sides of the mic based on which way our hair parts.
Hey, we look great. Happy to be here. So you are a researcher, we have discovered. Is that what you think of this?
I don't think I'm a researcher, but I don't know.
You kind of are. That's what you're doing. You're doing research.
Okay.
Market research.
Everyone.
It sounds very formal for what research. You've been doing.
Because, you know, my college degree is in marketing.
What?
No, it's psychology.
Wait, what?
Where were Dorothy and Tom when they said that's a good idea to get a psychology degree? Oh. No offense to y'all psychology degrees, but I had no interest in getting like a master's. Like, what was I going to do with that? But anyway, I should have gotten
You're
marketing.
You're going to be a podcaster in the comedy sector.
Apparently. Okay, so now that we're in comedy, I felt compelled, Heather,
yes.
I wanted to meet our neighbors. And first of
Won't
all,
you be my neighbor? Yeah, because we talked about moving to a new home.
Yes, because neither one of us have ever had a podcast in this. Is it a genre or a sector? What's it called?
Sure, both.
Okay. And so we've had kids and families where we both have our other podcasts. And then I've had one in the religion section for a long time. My old one.
That's a really crowded.
It's a crowded space.
It's a crowded room.
Okay, so you guys, nobody looks at this probably, but so they have rankings, like the top 200 or whatever.
Yeah.
And so it kind of helps you see who's out there and what's going on. And because you guys listen so much and reviewed and all that, Sidetracked has been in the top 100, yeah. 150 since yeah. it started. And so I'm like, whoa, I'm going to meet our neighbors. So as I was walking the dog this week or out and about, I would just listen to portions of other podcasts. And I need y'all to know something. I'm going to have to start using the F word.
Not in this.
I think I'm going to have to.
No, I mean, just because your neighbors use the F word, if everybody jumped off a bridge, would you jump off a bridge?
I don't know, guys.
I think we're a shining light. It is. I was at Coyds College and I was meeting college kids and, you know, what I do for a living comes up. Anyway, I happened to mention my second podcast. It's in the comedy. And I was like, they're pretty much all explicit and a lot of men. And then there's us smiling with this yellow background lines. Anyway.
Okay, so here's what I listen to, everyone. I just need you to know.
This is the need you to know section.
Yes. Here's what's going on in the comedy section around us, just for those who need to know. One, there's a lot of F-bombs, and I was kidding, obviously. I don't say that word. In fact,
You barely say anything close to a bad word.
I've never said that word that I know of in my life.
Really?
Isn't that interesting? I know. Yeah. Now, I might start with this whole comedy thing, but...
Especially if you're listening to it so much.
There's a whole...
And watching The Bear, you're like double whammy.
I'm just going to drop it and not know. Like, you know...
You might accidentally. What comes
church.
In the heart... Flows out the mouth.
I know.
It's a first.
Okay. So what's around us is we've got the tops in the category. Or they're talking politics. Okay. Well, obviously we're not into that. I'm just telling y'all what's out there. A lot of politics. There's some cults. There's some stuff we're talking.
Cults like Indianapolis cults?
No, as in I'm going to run away and live a secluded.
Oh, cult.
Yeah.
Cult.
Oh, cult.
Cults. I'll do your speech pathologist for the day.
That was so mean. I don't know.
I just thought you meant the Indianapolis cults.
You know that my kids all say crown instead of crayon, and I think it's because I speak so quickly. They all learned it wrong.
Wow.
Okay, and so cults. And then
there are cult comedy shows?
Well, yeah, I mean, more on that later. But okay. Yes. And then the other thing that there's a lot around there is there's a lot of girls. There are some girls talking, but it's all about like SEX and other things.
Like in the city.
Like, yeah. Like we're really.
Like the single life, but living it up. Mm-hmm.
And like I got uncomfortable when you said that Bruce is handsy.
Yeah.
But I feel like now you're going to have to say a lot more for
this. To shock you? Man.
No, in order to stay, not get kicked out of our comedy.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. No, we're in a solid place.
Anyway,
yeah.
That's what I found out. I was listening. There's some stuff out there that's, yeah, it's kind of funny. And
I
then
think
a
that
lot
you have completed your research.
I'm done.
I think I'm going to free you from that.
Thank you. So anyway, I just want y'all to know that if I throw out an F-bomb or two, it's just for ratings.
Dental. Oh, for ratings.
I'm just kidding.
Oh, my stars. Well.
Okay, so did you go? Can we talk about this yet? You went out of town?
Sure, we can talk about it.
You went out of town this weekend. You just got back.
I got to see my boy ever since. When I realized it had been a month, and then I realized it had actually been 5 weeks, which that's significant. 5 weeks since I'd hugged him last. Mm. Oh, my gosh. Mm-hmm. I was like, I'm ready. And he's doing great. It is a big school. I told him over dinner after we'd been there a day and a half, I said,
Tennessee, everyone.
Tennessee. Yes. UT. The real UT.
I don't know. The real UT, like, you know,
I know they're
Texas.
Number one. Look at us starting talking about sports.
Okay, go ahead.
So sporty. This is the sporty section of the show. anywho, I told him, I said, this whole college thing is 180 degrees different than my experience. It couldn't be more different than Taylor University in Upland, Indiana. The flattest place. Mm-hmm. Like I have not walked. It felt like we would walk places and literally we were going uphill both ways.
Like you're hiking.
Oh my gosh. My legs were so tired. I think I would just stay in my dorm room because it's so much work just to go anywhere. Honestly. And you know, he's pledging and I'm not allowed to talk about it, but they have them not like naughty things, but they have them do service things like go pick up trash here or to help the community. Mm-hmm. But he'll have to go walk around the campus a ton. The fraternity house is not near his dorm. Anyway.
I know you can't talk about it, but just so you know, you could talk out naughty things otherwise in our new genre.
I'm afraid
you would be fine.
No, I didn't know. Like,
is he in a cult?
Well, I mean, kind of. The secrecy of the whole process. I'm not allowed to reveal anything.
Do they have a handshake? Do they have a special word?
I don't know.
Do you want to have a special word?
For us?
Maybe we'll have a sidetracked word, and then when people see us out and about.
They know.
Yeah.
I'm sure. It's probably cherry bomb exhaust. If you know, you know. Anywho, I was just like, I'm so proud of you because there's no way 18-year-old Heather would have made it through being 12 hours from her parents in that big of a campus and like already be thriving, going to class. I mean— Mm-hmm. Making so many friends. Anyway.
Yeah.
He's been great.
It was so really fun.
I mean, oh my words. 105,000 people in a stadium.
Not crazy.
All in orange is, it's a lot.
It's a lot.
I got the goosebumps when they were like doing this, you know, all the American stuff too. Like football in America kind of, I don't know.
They go together.
We've enmeshed
hand in
it
hand.
A little bit. Yeah.
Yeah.
They had a plane fly over and they brought out all the pilots that helped fly it, and we all cheered for them and chanted USA. I mean, there's a lot of like national pride. Mm-hmm. I like it. Anyway, mm-hmm. And they prayed. They had a chaplain from a local church pray. So we got to intersect faith.
Darn you, Tennessee.
In the United States. Anyway, yeah.
That's amazing. Well, I'm glad he's
And we
doing
went to
well.
Church. I went to church with him, and then he went to another thing Sunday night after we'd left at a different church. So
it's
going
awesome.
To church more than I am. I'm just saying. I'm happy.
You know what? I'm just going to say this is not a universal rule, but I'm just going to point out something as you're saying that the things that we do as we're raising our kids that we don't think that much about, or maybe we do and they're hard, but just being at church every Sunday, it's a beat. Not because I don't love church, but it's a beat.
It's a choice. It's an intentional choice.
Right. And the fact that, and not always, and I don't want anyone listening to be like, oh, my kid didn't go to church in college. That's okay.
But I don't know that I did, to be honest.
Yeah. When you put these habits into place, like they stick with your kids. A lot of the things that like we've worked so hard on, and maybe intentionally, maybe some of the things are just part of the DNA of how our family runs. But then when you see it in college, it's so cool. Like when you go back and you're like, okay, like that's what our family is about. And I love that it's being carried on. And
yeah, I mean, it's pretty rewarding to see kind of the things that when you're in the mid high school years, you're not so sure. Like, was this all a waste of time? And to get some positive feedback is good. And I know that's not everybody's stories, and I totally understand that. Like, there's lots of different journeys for people, but even like the dorm room, okay? Right? We set them up with all the things.
Yes, you did. And
I was like, do you even remember that I sent you with this?
Like the second pair of sheets, you told me
pair of sheets didn't know about it. So I changed the sheets and his like mattress. Everyone talks about having mattress.
Those like called? Foam toppers things?
Like a topper. Yeah. Mm-hmm. His was, he's like, it keeps falling off. Well, they cover the university mattress with some like really plasticky, slippery situation. Hmm. And so it was just sliding right off of that. But there's straps that we didn't have hooked on.
Oh, so now it stays.
So now we've got that set up. And then like he had done laundry on Saturday. That's good news.
That's good news.
Laundry's good news. But like, I don't know. You're trying to set them up. You're hoping they have some skills. I'm realizing my freshman in high school, okay, this is why we're pushing so hard on some things.
Yeah. Set up your game a little.
Well, because you're like, you're going to have to live on your own. No one's going to tell you to shower. No one's going to tell you to do anything, to go get food. You have to decide to do these things.
Well, and some of the things that I feel like I obsessed over, then I'm like, now that I have a kid that's a senior in college, I'm like, okay, that was not a hill to die on.
Like what?
Well, I'm going back to like even like preschool and some of that, but you know, like matching shoes or, you know, picture day outfits. Today was picture day for JB, and he doesn't care. So he's just in a cute little shirt I got him and some shorts or whatever. It's fine. But one of my friends, her son got out in front of me, and then she texted me and said, Take a look at the outfit. He had on a full suit, like army green. I don't know why they had a full suit, but it was from like 3 years ago. Aww. So it was like knickers and it didn't fit him. And anyway, and it's her oldest, her first child. And she's like, I tried to argue with him and I was like, who cares? And
she tried to what?
Argue with him. And then she was like,
fight about this outfit.
And then she's like, and then she said, then I just decided who cares. And I told her later, I'm like, listen, that will serve you well that with your first child, you're able to say, who cares? Yeah. There are so many places that I needed to say, who cares? This doesn't matter. And I think anytime you can get a glimpse of that earlier rather than later. And for so many of the who cares moments, I didn't see them until my kids were high school or college. And then I can look back and be like, oh, that didn't matter actually. Why did I care about that?
So. Yes, those external things. And then like the remembering things, you know, freshman in high school, it's like, I was going out of town, right? Well, he had another friend picking him up after school, and he was going to go to this local football game. And she sends me pics from dinner of, like, it was a bunch of boys hanging out, eating pizza or whatever. And I look, and he is for sure wearing a t-shirt, shorts, white long socks, and his school shoes, which he goes to, like, you wear a tie, you wear a coat. Oh. Church shoes, basically.
Oh, gosh.
He had forgotten to pack tennis shoes. So he wore those to the football game, full on, full shine. Florsheim, how do you say that? You know what I'm talking about, that brand.
Yeah. Florsheim.
Like the brown leather loafers.
Not even the Cole Haans.
No, like loafers with it. And he doesn't care, which is great. He doesn't care, but maybe he'll remember next time. And he couldn't blame me. It's like ownership, responsibility.
Okay.
Make these little errors and then keep
going. Yeah.
All right. So
I'm glad he's good.
Thank you. He is good. And I have more stories from my time.
Oh, okay.
Like more personal ones.
Oh, but you'll tell
that us. I feel like is next level for like maybe not just a sidetrack fan, but like a super sidetrack fan, like a super tracker.
Did you TT or something in your pants?
No. I was on but it is real personal and it is real fitting to our age group.
Oh.
And so I need to share it, but I need to share it in something we'll talk about later.
Okay. We'll talk about that later.
Hey, y'all, words have power. And we know that the words we say to ourselves and the words we put in our mind and hearts really matter. Wouldn't it be awesome if those words were God's words? God's words when things are hard or feel out of control. God's words on the tip of our tongues for our loved ones. God's word in the middle of our day, in the middle of the dark night, giving us peace and joy and direction. And I know you might be thinking, I see what you're saying, but I am not good at memorizing scripture. Maybe you have some bad memories with that or you just struggled. Well, I have found a great tool for you and for your family. It's called Dwell Differently. It was started by two sisters One sister who was a track star and wanted to write a verse on her arm, and it was so long, she realized it would be better if she just wrote the first letter of each word down, and it became this pneumatic device that helped her memorize it. And so they've created a couple of resources, a monthly membership that helps you memorize a Bible verse each month. One verse that then becomes two and three, and the next thing you know, you have a whole arsenal of verses stored up in your heart and mind. So when you sign up for a Dwell Differently membership, you get a kit in your mailbox. You can choose between either temporary tattoos, so very similar to her writing with Sharpie on her arm, or stickers, which are so cute that you could put on your Stanley or wherever on your computer, and a keychain, a little print that you could display in your kitchen, your living room, and a whole digital kit that has a lock screen. It also has coloring sheets, discussion questions, so much more. You can sign up for a year-long membership and commit to getting in God's truth and getting it inside you for good. Go to dwelldifferently.com/sidetracked to get started. Use the code SIDETRACKED to get your first month for free, plus an additional discount off an annual membership. Start memorizing with us today.
Okay, well, very good.
Yeah. Okay, so let's talk about Instagram, the internet.
Okay, let's...
What's on the internet must be true, and who's following okay. you? Who's
I used following to have, you? Well, a couple of things. I used to be in a Sunday school class where it was a teacher that was older than... He's probably my age now, but... and he would always say, if it's on the internet, it must be true. And he would read the most outlandish stories, and we would just die laughing or whatever. And that just came to me again. I'm like, we need to do that on Sidetrack sometimes. Yeah. If it's on the internet, it must be true. And so I don't really have... now that I brought this up, I don't have an outlandish story. However, as we're taping this, last night was the Emmys. Did you see any of the Emmys?
I was on an airplane.
Okay. Yeah. So I didn't...
But I love... Do you know that about me? I love a good award show.
Do you really?
Do you too?
Not really.
Oh, I really
dislike them, but...
Like the Oscars is my Super Bowl.
Okay, so I have a friend like that. And do you know one of those big shows is at the Beverly Hills Hilton or whatever? And we've stayed there for random reason a couple times. Yeah. And listen, this is not like it's not fancy schmancy. It's like the old classic.
Yeah, it's
like
real, yeah.
Hollywood, not like the new swank hotel. And they let us in the ballroom one time and I got to go stand up there on the podium. But I think that's cool that I got to be in the room where all the people are. But
the room where it happens.
So I watched it last night, just a few minutes of it. And I'm just going to circle back on The Bear. And I know if y'all are not watching The Bear, you're like,
please don't watch The Bear.
I don't. They have horrible potty mouths.
Horrible language.
Unless you like the comedy sector, then you would love them.
Because apparently it's a comedy show. Did you know that?
It is a comedy. And that's the big controversy that I was reading on the internet is that it, have you watched Only Murders in the Building?
Yes.
Okay.
Not all seasons.
Martin Short and Steve Martin and all. Yeah, okay. Yeah. So good. Well, and Selena Gomez. Okay. Well, they basically lost most things to The Bear. And so this morning, everyone's outraged because they are so good at what they do. And what's her name? Devil Prada. The older lady. Everyone knows her. She's won everything in the world. Oh my gosh. What is her name?
Bob Ross. Mr. Beast.
Tracy, I know you're screaming it right now. What's her name?
I just want to watch you struggle.
And you don't know either.
I do.
You do know?
And I can't think of it. This is going to go along with my story.
This is fantastic.
Okay. This is our life demographic. Oh, see, there's some SMU boys. This is what we live near. Here, look out the window. Those are SMU boys, and I bet they're pledging, and they're walking. I'm now realizing I live in a college neighborhood.
Yes, you do. You do.
And I think those boys of their moms, and I'm like, oh, their moms are thinking about
them. Do you want me to hug you?
So I don't know. You need a hug? You want to come in for a meal?
Please, anyway, focus in.
Focus. Okay, so anyway. Oh, wait. What is her name? I'll have to Google it.
There was a lot of controversy because they won. The Bear won everything.
Yeah, because
it's in a comedy sector, and it is not one funny thing has really come out of it. So I'm almost done with it, but it's just beat me down. So that was the one thing I was reading about on the interwebs.
So what's the truth is that they should not have won because...
Well, they just shouldn't be in the comedy sector and be taking away from other people. They should be
You know, I agree. Meryl I just Street. Think it is more
I
drama.
I just thought of it. Meryl Streep.
Meryl Streep.
It just took me a minute. Yeah. I didn't see it, I promise.
Okay.
Okay.
I definitely agree. Like, I get a laugh here or there, but it is definitely more drama and trauma. I feel like if there's a trauma section...
That's where
they win.
That's where it is.
Okay, so if it's on the internet, it must be true.
Yes.
Is I got to pick my one because I have so many good ones. Okay, I thought this was interesting. if you dedicate one lazy day per week, Yale researchers have discovered it reduces stress, muscle tension, decreases risk of depression, anxiety, and other mental health issues.
Okay, one lazy day. Okay.
Or,
yeah.
Just going to say, it's called Sabbath.
Right? The Lord knew that, everybody.
I'm just saying, I saw that on the internet, and I'm like, yeah, the internet, that is true.
Yeah, because the Lord created you.
And science just proved the law that's true, that the law is not always meant to harm us, but to help us. Like,
yeah,
here's the gift.
Now, what is a lazy day? Did they define it?
Right? I feel like that needs definition.
Because what's a, I mean, I think it's particular to each of us because like we've talked about before, everybody rests differently. Like what is a lazy day to you?
If I can have a day where I could just craft, so I'm doing something, I'm making craft.
I'm not laughing at you. I'm not laughing with you.
I know.
If you could craft. Okay.
And I have a show on or a movie.
What kind of craft are you going to do, Heather?
I mean, I have embroidery projects I'd like to finish. Mm-hmm. I have a cross-stitch project that I started when I got married 26 years ago.
Okay. Let's wrap this up. It's time.
It's a wreath, and I've done about a quarter of it. It needs a lot of time. I had a lot of time back then. But and I have other projects I'm working on. I would just like to, I don't know, that's super restful to me, to make something with my hands, watch a movie. How about you? Is yours
stitches? I love that you do that though, as I joke about it. But I love it because I got that Paint My Number that is like my favorite thing of my book cover.
I'm just saying.
It goes to my speaking events with me. If they want to sell my books now,
yeah.
I take that thing with me.
It's marketing.
Are you going to do one for my next book?
Totes.
Yeah.
If it's cute. Pick good colors.
What if you, will you needlepoint a sidetracked something? Will you cross stitch a sidetracked logo for us?
We need a good logo.
And we'll give it away.
Oh my gosh.
Maybe people, we should have a logo competition.
Totally. We should. We need one for this new home. We need to redecorate.
You graphics people, come on.
We need to redecorate.
Help us. Okay. Well, that's interesting. That's interesting. A lazy day for me. I don't know. I would say like just not having a lot of stuff on the calendar and like being able to lay around a little bit, but you know, I can't sit very long. And then I enjoy, you know, like clean out a closet or just catching
up on stuff. That feels good.
Yeah.
No, I've been in major decluttering mode for sure. Like, I don't know. I told you that in the last episode.
Right. All your,
I mean, Bruce is so happy. He told our whole small group, he's like, Heather is, he asked me, he goes,
he's extra handsy.
He's extra handsy. He said, is this called nesting? What you're doing?
Oh, I wish you'd have another baby.
Just stay tuned, Super Trackers.
Let's talk about that for a second.
No. We got to talk about it in Super Trackers next episode.
I know, but let's talk about Super Trackers for a minute.
Okay. All right. Yeah.
I don't really know.
And then we're going to talk about what we're sidetracked by.
Oh, and then I need to tell y'all where I'm going in a few days.
Yeah. Okay. We got a long list here.
Okay. First of all, Super Trackers. And so, listen.
I mentioned it once. I mentioned it twice. Might as well.
Mention
spill
it,
the beans.
Okay. And I need you to know, everyone. Here's another I need you to know. I am not administratively qualified to exactly tell you what it is because Heather has pointed out since I've gotten here today that I'm a little bit of a train wreck.
You're not a train wreck. I didn't say that. I'm worried about you because you've got a lot going on. Two seniors, both trying to get in new places for next year.
Right. I'm fine.
Writing a book.
Right.
Speaking all over the places with Ann Voskamp and all the things.
Said no one ever. Okay. But listen, the Super Trackers, we're really excited because
I'm excited.
What we're going to do apparently is like you guys are used to hearing from us once, twice a month, right?
Yeah, we did once a month for a year. And then this summer we did a second. We would surprise each other. So twice a month. And then.
Yeah.
And that's, you know, that's amazing. Twice a month is amazing. That's what we're going to do here on this new home.
You will hear from us twice a month. You'll hear like from it us or twice not. A month. However.
You can get sidetracked twice a month.
However,
if you are a Super Tracker, if you are like, I want more Cynthia and Heather, which bless your heart.
I mean, it's literally going to be just my mom and maybe Bruce, but go on.
We're hoping to have like more in-depth content and more extra content on those off weeks available to Super Trackers. And there's a new platform.
Yeah.
It's called Supercast that you basically, you know, sign up and you can either
It's like Patreon.
You pay monthly or you can pay for the year and you get a discount if you pay for the year. It's like $6 a month or $60 for the year. And you get those extra two episodes that just pop right into your podcast player. We'll tell you how to do it. And then we're going to do some like fun other things.
Yes.
Some extra content. We're getting a YouTube channel.
Yes.
And we're going to do some videos.
We are getting, I'm not allowed to talk about it yet, am I?
What?
about what we're taping.
You're supposed to, let's talk
about it. Okay, well, we're going to, like, you know, you guys, like, you cannot get past the fact that Heather threw out there like it was nothing that she used to do synchronized swimming.
Please go listen to previous
episodes. If you haven't heard it, go back. She threw it out there like there was nothing going on. And I'm like, no, we're going to stop there. Well, she has now officially agreed to teach one of our good friends some synchronized swimming on video. And
I'm not scared.
I'm going to tape it and we are going to have it available for, I think.
You really wanted branded swim caps.
No, we're going to get branded swim caps. How do we do that?
I don't know. With that custom ink, maybe they have swim caps.
We need a swim cap.
I'm sure you can get a brand on a swim cap. All that to say,
Super Trackers, you're going to get maybe more than you ever wanted.
Well, and that might be, some of it will be free. I mean, like on like the YouTube channel. Anyway, we're working out the deets, but.
Just know that's
available. And that friend, do you want to tell the story which one she is?
Sherry.
Yeah.
Yes. And so real quick, here, y'all have heard the story before, but for those of you who don't remember, my good friend Sherry, that now Heather knows, was put in charge of helping families at our school get to know the new families. And so she planned a swimming event and invited like current families and a bunch of new families coming to our school. And at the pool party, she's like in the water helping the kids, making sure everybody's getting along. She's out of the water talking to the parents. Almost over, and one of her friends says to her, hey, what's with the bottom of your bathing suit? It looks a little see-through. And she's like, ah, it's just Old Navy. You know how that goes.
It's just cheap quality.
It's fine. She just kind of laughs it off. Party ends. Great party. Was so thrilled about it. Goes in to change and only then realizes that when she put on her tankini, she never put on her tankini bottom. She had been walking around in her nude colored granny panties the entire pool party. And so
it's just so bad.
Like, you don't know. It's Well, it's in my book, but I tell it a lot when I speak. Like just a little icebreaker. And it is the biggest mixed reaction. Half people laugh and half are like,
the empathizers.
That could have happened to me. And so Sherry, we were like, it's only right that Sherry does the synchronized swimming with you because she's so crazy and fun. And she's like the biggest sidetrack fan.
And in a swimsuit. Hopefully we can get her to wear the nude swimsuit.
She texts me and she goes, is this a bathing suit or an underwear kind of gathering? I was like, you make it what you want, Sherry.
I think we should get like, if it's going to be cold, we need some like
the pool's
scuba
getting
gear.
A little chilly, but not that cold.
Okay.
So anyway, that's coming your way soon.
Okay.
Friends.
Do you want to say what we're being sidetracked? Not that we haven't been already been sidetracked by a million other things.
Okay. And then I'm just going to talk about, so wait, let's just finish off. Let's full circle this. So what we're going to do is every time you're going to hear us chat and then at some point we'll just flip over.
Yeah. And we'll finish the conversation over for Super Trackers.
Super Trackers. So, but we'll always have what we're sidetracked by. So you go first.
Okay. So we have this birthday extravaganza that's like summer into fall. Everybody's got a birthday. And by the time I get to the poor fourth person lineup.
Yeah.
I'm like birthdayed out, you know?
Totally. Mm-hmm.
And it doesn't help that this child was turning 17 and he doesn't want anything. He doesn't want a party. He doesn't want, like,
no, they don't want,
they don't
want
to be celebrated like that. And so anyway, the best
card
thing
my yard. There's nothing that makes a high schooler matter.
No, they don't want you to call their friends. He didn't want me to invite anybody over. I'm like, you could play poker here. No.
Yeah.
Nothing's going to work. Anyway, I was like, I know, I will make some brown butter chocolate chip cookies. That will make everything better. Well, I'll tell you what. This
really
is
good.
So good. I got inspired because for Quade's birthday, because I couldn't make him cookies, I hired this gal, Graciously Gourmet, adorable gal, just launched in Knoxville. She made brown butter chocolate chip cookies. Mm. And I was like, I've never done that before. I'm going to find a recipe. We will link to it. I think it's Pinch of Yum. Anyway, it takes a long time. It is a labor of love.
I didn't know that brown butter was just butter that had been browned. I thought you went and bought brown butter.
You have to be on it. Like, I made some to take to Quade this weekend. And Bruce is like, wow, that's a lot of butter. Because I did two sticks and I did the browning. And then I was like, this doesn't smell. It has a really nice caramel smell.
Did you save
when
me
you
one?
Do it right? They all got eaten. And I saw half of one anyway.
Well, I don't want that one.
I think it was in the trash. I was like, rude. Anyway, you have to brown it just right. You got to let it cool. Then you got to let the dough cool. You got to let it says the flour absorb the brown butter.
Pardon me.
I'm just saying.
Thank you, chef.
It is a process. I am on the bear, okay?
Oh, basically. You're on the bear.
I'm basically a bear chef. Anyway, sidetracked by that. It's my new favorite thing. I even took some to the people who let us stay at their condo this weekend and they're big fans, sent them the recipe. So I'm just saying.
I would like some for my birthday.
Okay. When's your birthday?
You don't know when my birthday is.
No, when's your birthday?
October 30th, the day before Halloween.
Oh, I did know that. It's the best. I did know that. Okay. So I will make them. I have time now. I'm going to put it down. I'm going to write it on this piece of paper. October 30th, cookies.
That's some random scrap of paper she has over here. There's literally no way that plays out right.
This is going to work. All right. What are you sidetracked by?
Okay. I am sidetracked by, I will start with Heather's book. And what? Everyone's going to be like, look, she's trying to sell a book. No, yeah. I literally am not promoting Heather's book. In fact, I didn't make her read it. That I can't remember the name. Right Where You Belong.
She's turning around and looking at it on the
I had to go look up her on her credenza. Right Where You Belong. Because I always want to say Occupy Your God-Given Space, which is the sub.
That's what I wanted to call it.
Oh, you did?
Yeah. Because I feel like that's the heart of the whole thing. It's really just like one sentence you could summarize.
Right Where You Belong. Okay. Well, you guys know I've talked more than anybody cares to know about how I've been listening to Audible. Well, then Audible got very expensive because I'm listening to so much because I'm always in the car folding clothes or something. So then my friend's like, get a library card.
Yeah, Libby.
Then I went to Libby. Well, it's hard.
You should say you're sidetracked by Libby. That's a good.
Okay, maybe that's it. Yeah. But no, I know I'm sidetracked by Right Where You Belong. And so I was like, I've read portions of Heather's when I interviewed her on my old podcast, I guess. And I was like, I'm going to go back and listen. Okay, first of all, I am not just saying this. The content is so good and it's so applicable because like, as I'm listening to all the stuff, it's so relatable because you're so honest and you're just like, you know, like when you went to a podcast thing and you've been podcasting a long time and then all these other people are podcasting and then you go back and you're like, is it even worth it? Why am I doing it? Then you're realizing like 10 to the people in the store where you are, like she explains this all and we don't need to go into all this.
Take care of the people in your store.
In your store.
Yeah.
And just, you know, wanting a bigger platform, but have you honored the people in your neighborhood? And I mean, it has just been so good.
It's true.
And so I'm trying to figure out how much I can plagiarize for my new book versus I have to quote you. So that's awkward for all of us. But I've been listening to that, listened all the way here, and it's really good. Kind. And I've really enjoyed it. Do not get it on Libby, everybody, because you can just buy a copy and Heather will thank you and it's worth having because you want to take notes on. Okay, that's my one.
You're very kind. Okay, so I am, and we talked about my credenza. I'm very sidetracked with the decluttering home decorating situation. And one of my recent purchases is my Ruggable rug. Who else has been sidetracked by their commercials? Have you?
I have not. Are these the ones that you can wash?
Yes. The top comes off.
Okay, but maybe
I have.
Do you
hear how Velcro-y it is? Like I can step on it. I don't know that I'm a fan. I think it looks cheaper than I thought it was going to look. I was real excited to get
it. Is it cheaper or are they more?
It was about the same as a regular one. This was on sale, so I got it cheap. The Labor Day sale. And it's the Iris, you know, the older lady with the big glasses. You know what I'm talking about? Uh-huh. Iris Appel or something like that. Anyway, it was her design. It has all kinds of animals on it.
No, it doesn't have animals. It has
insects.
Insects.
Sorry, insects
has,
all over it.
It's got what? I don't know what I'm looking at, actually. You're
sidetracked by my rug. Anyway, I love the colors and I love the kind of quirky style. That's my style. But the quality is not what I thought. So if you've been sidetracked by Ruggable before, know what you're getting. Like if you just need a cute color and a rug for a really well-used room that you're going to need to wash a rug a lot, playroom, kids' room, I think it's a good option. But I would not get it for my living room or like, you know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah, I get that. Because it's too much wear. Yeah.
It just doesn't look as nice as I would thought.
I'm excited that this stuff is going to be on YouTube. Not that they can see your rug, but because like since we've started all of this, I was like, okay, let's help with your office here. And you've got a credenza. And then I've been trying to talk her into wallpaper. And then Bruce was like, our marriage may not make it. And now she's like,
that's the thing.
I'm going to do wallpaper.
Yeah. I've been,
are we going to do it together? Are we going to hire someone? Can I help?
I would love it.
Will that be on our super
track? I'm very sidetracked. I've been looking at so many wallpaper websites. I had to shut them all down before we recorded so it didn't slow down our recording.
Are you doing that removable or
the peel and stick? Yeah.
Peel and stick. Okay.
And then you have to buy, because my wall is kind of textured, it's a certain type you have to get. Anyway, I've been looking at so many and Christmas trees. We need a new Christmas tree.
We do too.
We don't do real. We do fake.
We don't either. Hey, can we get a sponsorship on that?
Yeah. Because that's not cheap. Christmas tree? Yeah. And they had Labor Day deals, but I could not make a decision. And so I missed the deal. I'm hoping for another deal before.
Let us know if you find one.
President's Day. What's another day that comes coming up? What's another big sale day? I don't know. I think I'm getting too close to Christmas. I think they know they've got me now.
Halloween, you can get a black one. It's fine.
You know what's really big is the flocked ones.
I used to buy real ones and flock them once in a while, but I don't think for...
I don't know that I want a flocked fake tree. That's really messy.
You can say flock on this network. all you
Excuse
want.
Excuse me for saying the F word.
That's our new F word come Christmas.
Flocked.
Flocked.
Okay, what are you sidetracked by?
Okay.
Hey, got to wrap this up.
Okay, but I'm really excited about the wallpaper.
Thank you.
Okay.
Even though Bruce is like, I don't like it. I think he's thinking like Laura Ashley.
Right. We're not doing that.
I think that's what he has in his head. I think he's thinking 1980s. Everybody, the drapes matched and
right,
the couch and everything was the same pattern.
Mm-hmm. We're not the Vanderbilts. No. We're not doing 1825. No. Okay, I'm just going to go fast on my two. Both of them are just whatever. But I don't like. I just like Diet Dr. Pepper. Y'all know that. But listen, I really those prime drinks. I'm not into anything that has that sugary weird taste. But I'm suddenly into the prime strawberry banana. It's the only one I like.
Wait. Is it like a powder that you add in? Or the actual drink?
You can get a drink, like you can get the bottle with it, or you can just order little packets and pour it in your own water bottle.
Does it have a lot of caffeine?
No, I don't think it has any caffeine. It's like 20 or 30 calories, I think 20. And it has electrolytes and stuff in it. And so,
you gotta get
and you know, I don't enjoy myself. I'm like a pirate.
It is Talk Like a Pirate Day this Thursday.
I don't enjoy myself. Especially after I have that eye patch for so long.
Too bad you aren't wearing an eye patch.
Dang it.
Next time.
Okay, so.
Can you enjoy me self a
get
little?
You some,
enjoy, you don't get want, you you're some. Not really into healthy drinks.
Well, can you please?
You're not. This is spade.
What
spade.
What the fuck? No, you can't say that. No. Okay, no. I'm just saying it. This is a good drink. Who cares? The other thing I'm into right now is.
I've never seen strawberry banana. Prime.
It's so good. And don't you message me and say, try the cherry freeze. No. Try the bomb pop. No. Strawberry banana is the only one I could take and I like
all
it.
Right.
Last thing, suits.
It's expensive.
Remember Emily P. Freeman?
Yeah, I do.
Talked about Suits.
Yeah.
Okay. I haven't really watched Suits, the show, because I don't know why, but because mainly I don't like law shows because I.
No, I don't think people in a profession like
yeah,
watch
because I
show
lived in the law for so long.
Like Bruce asked our waitress when we were in Knoxville. He's like, have you ever watched The Bear? And she's like, no, I mean, it's kind of my life. And yeah. And it's like, right. Doctors don't watch ER.
Gosh, I do want to know though, if they say hands.
Hands.
I just want to know if the, anyway, yeah. I've been watching Suits. Not one thing about it is even close to practicing law, but it's so entertaining. I've really enjoyed it. There's a little
is
trash.
Is it naughty?
Okay. Did it used to be on network? Or am I making
I
that
know.
Up? No, like there's not, like they're not showing you stuff explicitly, but it's crossing a line. I'm not going to watch it with, you know, the second graders in the house, but it's not horrible.
I'm so sorry that our guests are getting you away from The Chosen. Like you were just this pure, innocent girl and now you're watching The Bear.
I know. And I interviewed Dallas Jenkins last week.
I know. You've kind of gone off. I meant to talk to you about that. If the Holy Spirit's not convicting you,
it's not the Dallas Jenkins one. We can talk. I have something to say about those interviews and somebody who followed me, but we'll do that on Instagram. And okay. I know we don't care, but we can do that on Super Trackers.
Super Trackers.
What's your last thing?
My last thing, I don't think I've shared it with y'all, but I needed to reorder it. And so it's in my Amazon cart. And I always like to look at what I've ordered on Amazon. It's Trish McAvoy. She has cosmetics. I don't know if they're sulfate, phthalate, all the blates free.
Beg your pardon?
I don't, you know, on Thrive Cosmetics that we love, they're like clean products. Oh. I don't know if her products, Trish's, are clean, but back when I was first going to work, my mom took me and we got a whole makeover and I bought those products and it's this liquid that you add to a really flat brush and then you dip it into what would be like an eyeshadow kind of block. It's kind of a dark eyeshadow block that you then create your eyeliner. And I liked it because it didn't smear. It stayed on. Anyway, it's called Finish Line. And if you also get smeary eyeliner and you don't like that, because my eyes are kind of closed set and so normal eyeliner does not work on me, but that has always worked. Big fan.
She's looking me straight in the eyes right now and I feel like I'm getting judged. I'm like, do I need it?
No, you don't
need
it.
Seems as though
I don't think you need it. And I think also too, like if you aren't great with a pencil on your eye, it's very forgiving. How you put it on.
Yeah. And I love that your mom took you to somewhere so chic. I mean, I bet my mom took me to the Merle Norman. Do you remember the Merle Norman?
Oh, yeah.
I bet you. Is Merle Norman still out there? Can we interview Merle?
I bet.
What's going on?
We should look at Macy's or something.
Merle Norman.
I bet they're there.
Okay.
Yeah. Is that it? Are we done?
Okay. Well, we're going to just swap.
Do you have one more?
No. I said no. Mine was Suits.
Oh, yeah. You got
my
the
drink.
Prime. Okay.
My drink. What was my third one? Oh, I've already forgotten.
My book.
Oh, yeah.
Man, nice. Do you want to tell us where you're going before we go to Super Trackers on your little
Yes,
trip?
We're going to, we are going, Mike and I are going, his law firm has business, but we're going to go early and then I'm going to stay and work on my book. And we are going to Vancouver for a day, but then Whistler. But so I have some nice questions, but we're out of time here. So we'll talk out on the end.
All right.
Bye, friends.
Bye.
All right, guys, thanks for being here. And I need to tell you something. We mentioned Super Trackers and you want to be a Super Tracker because Heather dropped a bomb I never saw coming. And I'm going to give you two words, pregnancy, scare.
Okay, wait, hold on. That has a negative connotation. How about pregnant pause? Like there's anticipation building. There's something exciting to look forward to.
Okay.
You know, a pregnant pause.
I don't know, but there was a pregnancy scare and I'm just saying... Be a Super Tracker. Go into podcast notes. It's linked there. Click on the link. And then the next episode will be out on October
11th.
And it will show up wherever you get podcasts. So join Super Trackers. It will be super fun. Guys, thanks for being a part of this today.
Yay!
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.